This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because getting into college isn't hard enough, there is this news from the College Board today. It's going to overhaul the SAT. First time they've rejiggered the college exam since 2005. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports that, yes, it's about making a better test, sure, but it's also about getting high marks in the testing business.
I don't need to tell you how big a deal the SAT is. I'll let the cast of Glee do that.
Brittany S. Pierce has received a near-perfect 2340 on her exam.
Wait, what? How?
Clearly she cheated.
No, I did not cheat, I swear. All I did was I filled an A for a while and then C for a little bit.
Situations like that aren't why the College Board is revamping the test. It says it wants to make it more valuable by linking it to a core set of knowledge. One other reason, maybe? Market share. Scott Jasek is editor of InsideHigherEd.com.
There's a lot of speculation that the reason the SAT is going to be changed right now has to do with the fact that the ACT last year overtook the SAT by a very slim margin.
The ACT is the other big admissions test, and the number of students who take it grew 50% in the past decade. But both tests are under pressure, and not just from people who didn't do well on them.
We're test optional, so are 38% of all four-year degree-granting institutions in the United States.
Joseph Suarez is a professor at Wake Forest University, which doesn't require the ACT or the SAT.
It conveys no additional useful information over and above what the high school transcript tells us.
But many schools still value the test, and more than a million students take it each year.
Most colleges that go test optional, two-thirds of applicants continue to submit scores.
Students will still do whatever they can to prove themselves. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.